Hello and welcome. This is Cheryl Lee Major welcoming you to the podcast, Your Major Health Tips in Digestible Bites. And today I thought that I would just subject you to some random musings. I've been thinking about a couple of things, and it's just kind of odd after all these years. One of them, I haven't thought of this in decades. When I was in first grade, when I was 6 years old, in Center School in Bedford, Massachusetts, our principal's name was Miss Batten. I don't know her first name. Her name was Miss Batten. She was a maiden lady, as we called them in those days, never married. She seemed kind of large to me, a little plump. Of course, I was very small. I was six, but she seemed like she was a pretty big woman. And she had blonde hair, short, and, you know, curled on the ends. And she would come around to the first grade every once in a while, and she would check to see, among other things, if we had outgrown our desks. And the way she did that was, and there were these metal desks with the, it was like a plywood top, and I think they actually had inkwell holes at that time still. But she would put her hand between our knee and the desk to make sure there was enough room and we weren't outgrowing the desk. So that's my memory of her, one of them. The other memory of her is, and I don't know where we would have encountered her eating lunch, although, that part I can't remember, but I remember seeing her eat lunch on more than one occasion, and she would eat a sandwich. I remember it was white bread. I don't know what kind of sandwich it was. But she always held the sandwich in a napkin. She never touched her food with her fingers. And at the time, I can remember my mom saying something about how she was persnickety or, you know, germphobic or something like that. And it seemed excessive at the time. With what we're dealing with now with Corona, at the it's March 2020 as I'm recording this, March 20th actually 2020. And from my perspective, it doesn't seem that strange. I mean, the world has changed immensely in the past week. And to hold your sandwich and be so careful of not contaminating it with your fingers just seems like a really good idea to me. Isn't it strange that that would occur to me? I mean, I haven't thought of this woman in years, but I was thinking of her recently. So, you know, these are, as I said, these are random musings. I've had more time to be still and think these days, which I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad one. But, boy, it's been tough being more in one place. And I have still gone into the office. Our office is closed. My other business is as a real estate broker, as a realtor. And although my office is closed, we're rotating admins, so the admins are in 2 hours a day from 11 to 1, and we have access to the office if we need to print something or we need to do something in the office. So I have gone in not every day, but almost every day because I had a listing that I had to get on the market. So that's done, so I probably won't be going in like I was. But it's interesting when you love to be on the go. I remember trying to be in a 9-to-5 job at one point in my early 20s, and it was just miserable for me. I like to be on the go, 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 but this is going to be on the stay, stay, stay now for a while. So it will be interesting to, I expect that it will force me to be more productive and to be better at concentrating. And my goal is to be an instrument of change for you with this. I have so many ideas that I want to share. I want to be able to help you, to provide service to you with suggestions and recipes and tips and tricks and eating smarts, eating style that really helped me cure my chronic depression back in 2013. So this is going on 7 years that I have not been depressed. And I started the diet change in the fall of 2012. So it's going on it'll be 8 years in the fall since I changed how I eat. But, you know, I think we're all experiencing a range of emotions from, I know some of us are feeling abject terror and fear. And what I'm really trying to do is to look at this as an opportunity for change, an opportunity for change for me so that I can create an opportunity for change for you. I want to focus on service. I want to focus on helping you make changes to what you eat, because I'll tell you right now, the e-course, and you're welcome to pick it up if you'd like. It's free. It's on how to eat to defy aging, and it's available to you. It's a 7-part course. But healthy eating, the more I think about it, is more about being healthy in every way. It's not just eating to defy aging. It's eating to strengthen your immune system, and that's what we all need to do. We all need to try to get a decent night's sleep. We all need to try to cut back on sugar and processed foods and chips and all that stuff that is really contributing to what's called metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome is a whole collection of ills, from heart disease or metabolic diseases, or a whole collection of diseases from diabetes to heart disease to high blood pressure to cancer to arthritis to depression. Depression is a mental disease. So it's important for you, especially during this challenging and more than a little frightening time that we're going through, to keep your immune system strong. So I'm going to really be gearing these podcasts and the Facebook Lives that I'll do and the videos that I'll do toward helping you understand how you should be eating, how is in your best interest to be eating, I will say, and help you with some cooking tips. I have a basic, and I've been thinking about doing this, and now I'm really going to do it, is to make a video of the basic way that I start, not every meal, but just about every meal, whether it's a soup or a stew or a scampi kind of a meal, which is what I made last night. I have a basic way that I start things that really give a good basic flavor and richness to foods. And it's, you know, it entails things that you can have at the ready and you can keep for a long time that aren't necessarily perishable in a short period of time. You know, you need olive oil, you need onions, you need salt, or in my case, I like to use anchovy paste because it gives a richness, and salt at the same time. You know, I have a friend, she's a pistol. She's an awesome, awesome person. And she doesn't like fish. She hates fish. She very clearly says that fish has never been cooked in her house as long as she's owned it. But she admits that she will use anchovy paste to flavor something. And you know why? Because even people who say, yeah, anchovies, I can't stand them. Honestly, when you use anchovies in any kind of a dish that you prepare, it melts and you don't know that it's anchovies. It just adds flavor and it adds salt. So when I use anchovy paste to flavor foods, to flavor dishes, I don't use extra salt. The anchovies just melt in there and provide a wonderful richness. So I'm going to work on those videos and I will be sharing those with you, but I just felt moved to kind of sit down and I am sitting down. I'm stretched out on the couch in my family room area and just talking to you while I stare out at my sheep who are starting to look like they'd like to be fed. So I'll probably go do that soon. So anyway, I want to thank you for listening to this. This is Cheryl A. Major with Major Health Minutes in Digestible Bites. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.